Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Welcome to The Movement on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Talk 1380 WAOK, the boys, okay. All right. I very rarely, if ever, do this, but go ahead and get a DJ a bomb because the DJ been going crazy today. The DJ is very hey. Yeah, man. So,
it's all about the youth today.
Yeah, it's about the youth today. We were having a conversation on the other side of the break with good folks from
Atlanta Music Project.
No, folks that we were, because I'm setting it up. See, I'm
sorry, I'm radio. I'm out of lane. Let me go back into my lane.
You're just drifting a little bit. Get one of them new cars that make the you know, roll back in line. All right, in the studio with us. Did y'all give me a what's that? Okay, so I only got a bow for one person, but that's cool. We got two people at the mic, but that's cool. This is what I'm gonna do.
That was some quiet.
This sister is a social entrepreneur who's dedicated to empowering underserved youth by using music as a tool for social change. And she's the co-founder and director of Amplify. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, put your hands together for Aisha Moody. And what she will do now is introduce her partner in crime that is here with her at the moment, since I ain't got the ability to do it.
Greetings. How's everybody doing today? I am honored to be with you guys today. My name is Aisha Moody, and I am here representing the Atlanta Music Project. And I do have my partner in crime. You used the perfect phrase, Mr. Durand Bailey.
Put your hands together for him.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be making radio. Okay?
Mr. Bailey is director of marketing and operations for Atlanta Music Project, and without him, we would fall apart. So we're glad to have him with us today.
That's a beautiful thing. Glad that you both are here today.
Glad to be here, sir.
So why are you here?
We are here because we have an organization, Atlanta Music Project, that's been doing great work in the community for 9 years. And I'll talk a little bit more about the work we do. But recently, we sort of took things to a next level by getting a headquarters space in the lovely Capitol View neighborhood, Southwest Atlanta. It is a dream.
And adjacent to the Pittsburgh community.
Adjacent to Pittsburgh.
Where I do my work.
Yes, sir. Yes. Let's talk about it. Talk about it. Pittsburgh, Adair View, Capitol View, Sylvan Hills, all of that. We're right there. Yeah. We're right in the mix. You know, we love the West Side, and we're just doing great work over there with some great, great people. And one of those great people is...
I just put that sign up there because it's on Deal, right? I know you. I know
right,
where this is.
Right, yes, on the corner of Deal and Hartford.
Yes, sir, on Deal Avenue. And one of our lovely residents, Miss Stacey Hopkins, found us and said, I love what you're doing here, and I want you to come on and talk about it. So that's how we got here. But basically, Atlanta Music Project. Atlanta Music Project. If you haven't heard of us, check us out, atlantamusicproject.org. We build youth choirs and orchestras in Atlanta's underserved neighborhoods. We've been doing that for 9 years now. Let's get a praise for that. Nine years, going on to year 10. And what we do is we go into neighborhoods where there may be a lack of high-quality arts education programs, and we bring professional musicians. We don't want to give anything less than best to Atlanta's young people. So we bring professional musicians. We bring the instruments. We bring classes and very unique performance opportunities. All of this, no cost to the families that we serve. We only ask that you give us our time. If you show up, we'll do the rest. And there are lots of arts education programs. In fact, one of the amazing ones just left here a few minutes ago. And I think what sets AMP apart from others is that is our level of intensity. When we first started, we were in the Gilbert House, the City of Atlanta Rec Center on Perkinson Road. Been there for eons, historic landmark in Atlanta. And we started there 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. Those kids spent 10 hours with us. It was intense. Some people thought we were crazy, but we had a vision in mind. We knew that if they do it a lot, they would get good quickly. And then we could show them what music can do to transform their life. And it worked. By the end of the year, they were amazing. Parents understood it. Community understood it. Partners understood it. And some of those kids are still hanging with us today. And some of those kids have been to Washington, D.C. to perform with T.I. on Tiny Desk. They've been to Mexico City. They've been to L.A., and they've been all over Atlanta.
So what? Why did I mean? Do they learn to play instruments? Or,
yes, sir.
Okay.
So we give them orchestral instruments, or they sing it with the choir. So we have two programs: we have the orchestra program and the choir program, and both are amazing.
So, do you provide the instruments?
We provide the instrument. Okay. We provide everything that they need free of charge. Our goal is to remove any barriers to success.
Okay.
Anything that may keep. A student, a young student, Southwest Atlanta. You don't have to live in Southwest Atlanta, but that's where we're based. You know, we focus our efforts south of I-20 because that's where a significant need is in the Atlanta area. And it's a student there that wants to become excellent, that has a musical gift. They may not have access to it. They may not have an instrument. Mom or dad may not have a car to get them to lessons on the north side. No problem. We're here just to fill in the gap.
Okay.
We believe in bringing it to them. We bring it to the neighborhood. We're right there. And that way, you know, everything they need is there. We bring the instrument. We bring the professional musicians. We bring everything.
Okay. Marketing director, you ain't saying nothing.
I talk a lot. I'm sorry. I'm a passionate.
You're doing all the marketing. She's trying to take your job, man.
Yeah, like she said, you know, I'm the partner. I'm kind of the silent partner because my job is so easy to do because we work with such incredible kids. And really all I have to do is tell their story. Aisha, she does a phenomenal job at making sure the public knows who we are.
The passion is there.
And it's there. So, you know, I can just sit back sometimes and enjoy the ride. Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. It's like me sitting over here with Stacey. Yeah, sometimes I just got to be quiet.
Yeah. Know your lane.
No, but I mean, the transformation that the project has brought to the neighborhood, I mean, that is the most incredible story behind all of this.
Okay.
Because I live, I mean, I literally live
in
on
the
next, it's right up the street.
That's
so,
cool. And I pass by there all the time.
What's
headed
going
over
on
to Pittsburgh.
There, it's absolutely wonderful.
That's a beautiful thing. I always wondered what was happening to that building. Now I know.
Now you know. So basically, we've operated out of rec centers and schools for years. And it got to the point where we really needed a home. And not just for us, so that we could do our work more efficiently, but that this children, they could have a home for what they do. And we chose, a lot of people have come in and said, why'd you why'd you move over here? There's a, you know, like, you know, are you guys trying to cash in on a neighborhood that's on up and coming? And I'm like, no, we've been here all along. And we wanted to be in the neighborhood where they were already serving.
We said we're not gentrifiers or colonizers.
Okay. See,
we're trying to bless the community.
We're blessing the community. That that is amazingly blessed us. Yeah. So we're just blessing each other, you know, over and over again.
All right. When we get back on the other side of the break, we're gonna continue our conversation with Aisha and tell me your name again, Ryan.
Duran Bailey.
Duran, they ain't give me no paper with your name on it. You know,
we'll make sure you write it. We'll write it down.
I'm gonna write it down on a piece of paper while we on break.
You know what I mean? I'm good, but I ain't that good. You know what I'm saying? I'll be black when I get back though with more of this thing called the Movement on News and Talk 1380. Okay.
Sometimes I'm free, depending on my mood, on my attitude. Sometimes I wanna roll, but stay at home. Walk in contradiction, get some factual and fiction. A little crazy, little sexy, little cool. Little rough around the edges, but I keep it smooth. I'm always left to center, and it's right where I belong. I'm the random minor note you hear in major songs, and I like that.
WAOK, voice of the community.
Oh me, oh me, oh me, oh me, oh my.
I love her. I used to bump that all the time. Y'all doing it? What kind of music y'all make?
Sir, we make music for the people, by the people, of the people. We do a little bit of everything.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. Our orchestra program does primarily classical music, but they're starting to venture out a little bit into music of the diaspora. Mm-hmm. And our choir program, you're going to get everything. Mm-hmm. Blues, jazz, gospel, classical.
Okay.
You name it, pop. Mm-hmm. We like to have fun.
I just love being, you know, it's been such a long time since, and one of the moments for me, I was in my kitchen washing dishes, and I hear the sounds of children playing. And I look out my window, and I see them jumping double dutch. And let me tell y'all, I'm going to come out and show y'all how to jump some double dutch, okay? But to have that, you know, we're sitting in Capitol View with the intersection of gentrification and all this that's going on. And this project coming in, it's more than just your program and bringing the music to these students who desperately need these services. This brought the entire neighborhood together. First of all, you renovated a building that had sat vacant for years. But the whole community came together in amazing ways to make sure that this project happened. And even today, we're like the silent guardians watching over this building. So what you brought to the community was not only something for the children, you brought something for us as residents there. And you helped people find a part of themselves that I think some thought were lost. And for that, I owe you the most heartfelt thanks for that.
Yeah, wow. That's incredibly beautiful. Thank you, Stacey. Yeah. Thank you. Like let me tell you something. What Stacey's talking about is our new headquarters building, 883 Dill Avenue. I'm putting the address out there because everybody is welcome to come on by. We'll do programming there. When the kids come back in the fall, open your calendar up because we will be doing a lot of stuff there. But let me say something. When we first started, we're all musicians, you know. We all grew up in music, and I know what it did to transform my life. I'm the youngest of three. My parents didn't have money for college. You know, I went to college on a music scholarship. I traveled the world because I was in the choir. You know, I did things and saw places my parents could have never imagined. And because I've had that experience, and all of us have had similar experiences, we know it can be done. And we know there are kids in Atlanta who are as talented or some of these kids we have are way better than I ever could have been.
They are fantastic.
So I'm like, oh, no. If I did this, you can do so much more. But their parents may not know because they're not into music. So all we're doing is just trying to bring people. We're just putting people on. That's it. And so what we know is what we used to say at the beginning is that we want this to be the way a small town rallies around a baseball team or a sports team. You know, everybody comes out to the games. You know, you go to games, there's no segregation, everybody's all on the same team. When we go out to a game and everybody rallies around that team, and when they win, the whole town wins. And we think the music can do the same thing. You know, and it, to be rooted in the community where we first started 9 years ago, it's a dream come true for us. So we love you, Stacy, and the other residents that have said, hey, this home is our home. You have a house, but this is your second home, and you watch over it like it's your second home, because magical things are going to be taking place in these walls. And I'm going to tell you, we just opened up at the end of May, like literally just opened up. And as soon as we opened up, we started programming there. We had a 3-week summer program. Kids were there all day playing double dutch, making music. And they love it, but there's an energy running through that building that we couldn't have paid for that. We couldn't have put that in the planning. It just happened. And it's because of the love and the joy of the people that work there, but of the people in the community that are supporting it, and of the people that send their kids to our program. Like, all of that put together, there's something amazing happening. I put a Facebook post up. There's something special happening on Dill Avenue. Y'all. You know? And
it really,
I just want people to experience it.
Y'all pulled it off.
We did.
I'm looking at, I mean, you pulled it off. It was.
Yeah, well, programs like this or buildings like this, but you don't find them in places like this. Mm-hmm. And we don't believe that you have to go to another area of town, a wealthier area of town, to put such a program. Why can't we have world-class practice rooms, you know, on Dill Avenue? This is where we are. This is where we've been.
Right.
This is where we started. This is where we did the dirty work, the hard work of getting up and going. And this is where our kids came from here and went, as I said, to Mexico City and L.A. and D.C., plus all over the Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had amazing people. Monica did a program with us. She helped launch our new choir and youth program. Monica came out and sang with our kids. She didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
But that's Atlanta's own hero,
right,
reaching out to the new generation of heroes. You know, that meant a lot to us. She's on the wall. So if you come down Dill Avenue.
She got commitment.
She got commitment. She's committed. I caught it. Did y'all catch that?
Thank
I caught
you.
It.
You're the only one, but that's okay. That's okay. And don't nobody else know. But see, but this is what I do. You see what I'm saying?
So, you guys come down Dill Avenue. You will see the most amazing mural ever.
Yes. Ashley Thomas.
When I leave church
she
today.
She did crazy.
When I leave church today, I'm going
to
come back.
You need to come down. You need to just pause the car and take a moment to take it in. Because she has actual pictures of our actual kids up there, plus some of the artists that have come to work with us, plus community residents. You're going to see Stacy there. You're going to see me there.
Yeah.
It's a dream. So
Stacy be hanging out over there?
Stacy be hanging out.
I live across the street.
Stacy comes by every day. She's our. Lord she saved mercy. In my phone as Stacy Fairy Godmother.
Stacy
she
fairy
is our
godmother.
Fairy Godmother.
Yeah. That's who you are.
That's what she is.
I'm incognito.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
That's a beautiful thing.
I wear many hats.
Yes, you do.
If you guys want to see
Chief Instigator and Fairy Godmother.
She is. Okay. She is. If you want to see what she's been instigating and godmothering up, check us out on social media, ATL Music Project on Instagram and Twitter, Atlanta Music Project on Facebook, and, of course, our website, atlantamusicproject.org. We are there. My name is Aisha. We got Brother Durand here. And we got some amazing things we're cooking up for year 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, put your hands together for my dear sister Aisha and Durant and the Atlanta Music Project. Thank y'all for coming through, man.
Thank you so much for having us.
It was dope.
Thank you.
Hey, you tell I wore out now. By the end, y'all just sucked all the energy out of me, man.
Didn't we have fun?
We did have fun. Now I got to go to class, man, and I'm going to be doing that thing. I'm going to get some more energy and just go give it up. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. It's been a powerful day.
Good.
A powerful show. And thank you for making it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for making
us.
It like that.
Our pleasure.
I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.